Quenching of Star Formation from a Lack of Inflowing Gas to Galaxies, by Catherine E. Whittaker et al. Star formation in half of massive galaxies was quenched by the time the universe was 3 billion years old. Very low amounts of molecular gas appear responsible for this, at least in some cases, though morphological gas stabilization, shock heating, or activity associated with accretion onto a central supermassive black hole is invoked in other cases. Recent studies of quenching by gas depletion have been based upon upper limits that are insufficiently sensitive to determine this robustly or stacked emission with its problems of averaging. Here we report 1.3 mm observations of dust emission from 6 strongly lensed galaxies where star formation has been quenched, with magnifications of up to a factor of 30. 4 of the 6 galaxies are undetected in dust emission, with an estimated upper limit on the dust mass of 0.0001 times the stellar mass, and by proxy, assuming a Milky Way molecular gas to dust ratio, 0.01 times the stellar mass in molecular gas. This is 2 orders of magnitude less molecular gas per unit stellar mass than seen in star-forming galaxies at similar redshifts. It remains difficult to extrapolate from these small samples, but these observations establish that gas depletion is responsible for a cessation of star formation in some fraction of high redshift galaxies. This was Quenching of Star Formation from a Lack of Inflowing Gas to Galaxies, by Catherine E. Whittaker et al.